As coronavirus cases and deaths continue to mount, especially in states that opened early like Florida, Texas, and Arizona, there's still so much uncertainty about schools opening up in the fall.
The Trump administration sent Education Secretary Betsy DeVos out for interviews yesterday to push the message that the White House wants schools to fully reopen despite concerns about safety and CDC guidance. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now. Mara, let's listen here to Betsy DeVos speaking on CNN yesterday.
There's going to be the exception to the rule, but the rule should be that kids go back to school this fall. And where there are little flare-ups or hotspots, that can be dealt with on a school-by-school or a case-by-case basis.
Now, the administration has talked about withholding funding from schools if they don't reopen this fall. We spoke on Friday with the former Education Secretary, Arne Duncan, who said the White House can't force schools to reopen. So how much power do they really have here?
Well, the federal government spends about 10% of money on K through 12 education. 90% is spent by the states. So they don't have a whole lot of financial leverage, although the president has threatened to withhold funding from schools that don't open full time and in person. The other leverage that the administration has is the bully pulpit. They're telling schools to reopen just like they told states and governors to open their economies. And we saw what happened. A lot of red states followed the president's advice, and now we're seeing these huge spikes in Arizona, Florida, Texas. This is not a time when the virus is diminishing and schools are reopening the way it was in Europe. This is a time when the virus is actually spiking in some of these states. But the problem is that opening schools is key to opening the economy because parents can't go back to work unless kids go to school. And opening the economy, you can't do that unless you control the pandemic. So it's a real problem. The Trump campaign thinks that it's a good issue for them. Suburban moms want schools to be open. But parents are desperate to open schools, but they're desperate to open them safely. So they're asking, what is the federal government's plan?
Is there a plan from the Democrats? What are the Democrats saying about all this?
Well, the Democrats are bashing Betsy DeVos and the Trump administration. They say that the administration should have a plan. What happens if there's a spike? Will parents stampede their kids out of school if kids get sick, if teachers get sick? It takes a lot of money to do the extra sanitation in schools. What about making more classrooms so you can have desks 3 feet apart? Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker, said the administration is ignoring science. She accused Betsy DeVos of malfeasance and dereliction of duty. And Ayanna Pressley, the House member from Massachusetts, said to Betsy DeVos, "You have no plan. I wouldn't trust you to care for a houseplant, let alone my child." So Democrats are not happy at all.
Let's talk about Dr. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. It sounds yet again like the White House is trying to, I don't know what, put him down at a lower level at this point. Admiral Brett Giroir, a member of the Trump Coronavirus Task Force, critiqued Fauci yesterday in an NBC Meet the Press interview.
I respect Dr. Fauci a lot, but Dr. Fauci is not 100% right, and he also doesn't necessarily, and he admits that, have the whole national interest in mind. He looks at it from a very narrow public health point of view.
What's going on here, Mara, with the administration critiquing him?
Yeah, very narrow public health point of view, right. Look, there was a time when Dr. Fauci was in the White House considered to be the good housekeeping seal of approval. He was had tremendous credibility. And he appeared with the president in the briefing room a lot. He hasn't briefed the president now since the beginning of June. He's much less useful to the White House now that they are intent on opening the economy, reopening schools. And Dr. Fauci, who generally calls it the way he sees it, says, no, we're not getting the virus under control. In many states, it's out of control. So that's not a message that the administration wants out there. So they've been not only putting distance between themselves and Fauci and criticizing him, as you just heard in that bite, but also curtailing his media appearances. He's just not as visible as he used to be.
Finally, let me just ask you briefly about President Trump commuting the sentence of his friend Roger Stone, who was convicted for lying to Congress about Russian campaign interference. Any consequences of this?
We don't know yet. There could be consequences. Only two Republicans have criticized the move. That's Mitt Romney and Pat Toomey. But the risk could be that it adds to the Democrats' argument that the president is corrupt and that he's using his office in this case to commute a sentence of a convicted felon who happens to be his friend and someone who prosecutors believed could have provided incriminating information about the president himself.
And, of course, he did not do that. NPR National Political Correspondent Mara Liasson in Washington, thank you.
Thank you.